going to keep on rambling.
Oh, yes. Have to.
Keep on rambling. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music, and thanks for tuning in, man, and hanging out and listening to the show and the tunes and all the other fun stuff and the interviews that we do and, you know, show announcements, all the other fun things. Okay, what's going on with this hour of music, sir? What do we got on the go? As I'm recording this show, this pre-recorded show, I have to keep an ear out. I am recording at home, and when you're at home, there's noises, there's things that happen, and you gotta, like, you know, make sure everything's straightened away before you even get to the microphone. And it's so funny. We just bought a giant bed. I say we, I mean myself. I bought a giant bed, nice big king size thing, and it's so huge, it's massive, and it took like three or four guys to get the box spring and the bed into the house and everything, blah, blah, blah. But I'm so happy with it. The problem is, though, in my foresight, when I picked out this bed with my wife, the height is so huge that we have a tiny dog. His name's Buster, and I've spoken about him on the show. He's about 19 pounds, maybe 20. He's a sausage. Like, I got to put this kid on a diet. Anyway, this little 14-year-old bundle of snot and fur and all the other little things that he is. I'm on edge right now because I don't want him to fall off the bed. And this morning he jumped off the bed in the dark and he threw up. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Not only maybe he might have a broken bone, I'm thinking, but now there's vomit everywhere. But thank God it wasn't on the new bed. So it's kind of like that antsy kind of vibe that I got going on right now. I'm like, okay, let's do the show. Make sure the dog doesn't jump off the bed. You know, make sure he's not getting sick. I'm a fur baby parent. That's it. You know, what can I do? I'm attached to the dog. Maybe I should stop and drink a coffee before I record a show. All right. Okay. Let's get to the music. Let's do the first part of this set. How about that? Okay. You're only three songs, right? You heard Ramblin' Man with the track Lemon Jelly, which is fantastic. But we're going to hear Still Corners, The Trip, The Flaming Lips, Do You Realize, which is just an amazing song. And I like to put together sets of music like this because it's always great for, especially like on a fall day like this, you can go out and, you know, go for a nice walk, that sort of thing, and you know, put the headphones on and just sort of chillax, man, you know, enjoy it while you can. So, but starting out this set of music, let's do Teardrop. Yeah. One of my favorite tracks from Massive Attack. Okay. You're hanging out with Gunnar, his fat dog, his king-size bed, and all the other fun things on Steel City Music.
Doing word, feel a summer.
Still Corners, the trip. You're hanging out in Steel City Music with your buddy Gunner. And from what I can tell, my dog still isn't awake yet, which is kind of bothering me now that I got to go upstairs and go check on him. Nope, that's not him jumping. Speaking of jumping, folks, oh my God, have you gone through this before? And I hope you never go through it. So last week or so, I'm hearing stuff running in the house, and it's not the dog, of course. And it's not like a mouse scratch. If you ever have mice, you can hear them when they scratch in the walls or something. Like, this was like full on, something was like eating the house. A beaver, I don't know. Can beavers climb into homes? I'm sure. But do we have them in where I'm living? I don't think so. Turns out that some squirrels got in the attic. Okay, not a big deal, right? Not when they chew on wires and stuff like that. Your house can catch fire. So this is going on. So we got to get a hold of pest control, right? And my anxiety and my sense of humor and my sarcasm is going through the roof, right? Because when the pest control guy comes over, he rolls in and I'm like, please, please don't be the guy from National Lampoon that Randy Quaid played. Cousin Eddie. That's all I need right now, because I just picture Cousin Eddie in pest control. So guy pulls up, doesn't look like Cousin Eddie, but he gets out and he's like, he's noticeably limping, and he's like, we got a problem here, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, you know, there's squirrels up in the attic. And he's like, well, I guess I'll just throw some poison up there. I'm like, no. There'll be no poison. I don't want you killing these things. They're just looking for a warm place to live. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, well, where are you hearing the noises? So I described the whole thing, you know, over here in this side of the house, that side of the house, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yep, I guess I'll just throw some poison up there. And I'm like, buddy, I don't want you poisoning the squirrels. Come on now. I cleared a way for the attic for you to look. And he's like, oh, you know, it's just my hip. And I'm like, okay. So I go out to his truck. I get the ladder for him. And he climbs up a little bit. And he goes, well, it is probably just mice. And then when he goes up, he starts taking pictures and, you know, the whole nine yards in the light on his phone. And he comes down. And he's like, I'm seeing a lot of trails up there. And I'm like, trails? What? What do you mean trails? And he's like, yeah, there's could be some squirrels living up there. I'm like, oh, come on, guy. And he's like, I see light coming out of some various holes, but I'm going to have to send in the other people. And I'm like, the other people? There's more than you? Like, what does this mean? So he's like, I don't know who these guys' names were, Johnny and Stevie or some bloody thing. He said it to me once, and all I heard in my head was Kenny and Spenny. That was it. I just pictured Kenny and Spenny are going to come to my home, and I'm going to have to deal with Kenny and Spenny. So he leaves. It's raining like for a couple days, as you know, here in Hamilton. It was awful. And they can't go up there, you know, in the wet, because they'll slip, they'll fall. And then now I got like squirrels. I got, you know, injured or possibly dead people lying around my home. You know, it's a lot to deal with. So they finally show up, and when they do, they stand outside the house, and I don't know if any of you guys went through this before, but I'm explaining to them what happened and like what's going on upstairs. He goes, and they're both going, we don't see any holes. I'm like, you haven't even gone up top to look. And he goes, well, we can see by here because your drip is hanging this way and the other thing's hanging that way, and we did an inspection. We walked around and we looked. I go, did you go on the roof? Well, no. Well, that's where the holes are. So the guy gets a ladder. I point to the spot where all the noise is and the other spots. And he goes, and the other guy goes, there's no holes there. And the other guy lifts something up and he says, yeah, oh yeah, there's two holes right here. And then it was like, so no poison. I don't want to kill the squirrels or any of those things. They're not allowed to anyway. Puts up, they go around, they do the inspection. You're going to put up a door and then the animal goes out. It doesn't get back in, blah, blah, blah. By the end of it, 2 hours later, after all the patching and everything, they find all these holes that were allegedly not there. They're there. So I get them to put some mesh up and everything and blah, blah, blah. And what do you think happened after that? What do you think? I walk around the house and all I can smell is skunk. Do you think a skunk was in my house? No, no skunk. You know what it was? The guy that came in my house, before he came to my house, had to get rid of a skunk at another house. So he brought that skunk smell into my home. 2 bottles of Febreze later, not joking, and then a $1,200 bill. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you very much for my pain and my agony. 2 from Bassett, the Highway Women in this set, Fleetwood Mac, Matt Fleming, Ocean Ship, but starting things off, Arcade Fire, Wake Up, Get Rid of the Skunk Smell. You're hanging out with Gunna.
stays with me. It's I was the mess I've made. She said, my name is Isabel, and I wish that could be my day. He reached out and pulled her in, the water coming off in waves. She said, my name is Isabel. He shook her hand and said, I'm Dave.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
just like that.
Jesse Lanza action right there for ya. Hey, it's Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music on this, I don't even know what day it is anymore, man. I know I'm recording this in the wee hours, like the morning hours. I'm wide awake. There's been two coffees on the go. There's been some water. There's been some hydrating processes that happen, some breakfast, some stretches, some exercising, all of those fun things to lower the blood sugar and be healthy. So there you go. As I say all of these fun things, I'm looking around going, where the heck is my my list of what's coming up this hour? Oh, just give me a sec, folks. I got about four screens I'm looking at right now. I don't even know why. I only need three of them. So how's your day going? Good? Yeah? Yeah? You're enjoying your day? Good. Good stuff. My day started.